The fluorescent lights hum. It is 6 in the morning. The air in the Target aisle is cold and smells like artificial lavender. My boots click on the white linoleum. I have my clipboard. I have my digital scale. I have the weight of 2026 economic data in my chest. I stop at the razor aisle. It is a wall of steel and plastic. On the left, the packaging is navy blue and charcoal gray. The prices are printed in bold, simple black ink. On the right, the wall turns a soft, aggressive pink. The plastic is curved. The font is thin and elegant. I pick up a pack of 5-blade disposables from the blue section. $8.99. I pick up the exact same brand from the pink section. $10.20. My hand shakes slightly as I write the numbers down. This is not a mistake. This is not a supply chain hiccup. This is a deliberate, calculated tax on my existence. I move to the deodorant. The men's stick is 3 ounces. It costs $5. The women's stick is 2.6 ounces. It costs $5.60. I do the math in my head. I have done it 1,000 times. It is 13%. 13% more for the same chemicals. 13% more for the same plastic. 13% more because I am a woman. I look at the security camera in the corner. I wonder if they see me. I wonder if they know I am auditing their greed. A store associate walks by. He is pushing a cart of restocking boxes. He doesn't look at me. He doesn't see the price tags. He just sees inventory. I follow him to the pharmacy section. Pain relief. This is where it gets cruel. The generic ibuprofen is $3 for 100 tablets. The menstrual relief bottle next to it has the same active ingredient. It is the same dosage. It is 60 tablets for $6. I feel a heat rising in my neck. It is a physical reaction to the numbers. Every time a woman reaches for comfort, she is penalized. Every time she tries to be clean, she is billed extra. I pull out my phone. I start the recording. I don't care about the store policy. I hold the 2 bottles of ibuprofen up to the lens. I speak softly. My voice is steady. I have practiced this. Look at the labels, I say to the camera. Look at the milligrams. Now look at the price per unit. I move back to the razors. I hold the blue and the pink side by side. This is the cost of being female in 2026, I say. We are told the economy is stabilizing. We are told the data shows progress, but the shelf doesn't lie. I walk to the shampoo. I find the liter bottles. The ingredients are identical. Water, sodium lauryl sulfate, citric acid. The men's bottle is marketed as 3-in-1. It is efficient. It is cheap. The women's bottle is volumizing. It costs $3 more. I am documenting a robbery in progress. It is a slow-motion theft that happens every time a woman walks into a store. I see a woman approaching the aisle. She looks tired. She has a toddler in the seat of her cart. She reaches for the pink razors. Wait, I say. She startles. She looks at me like I'm a ghost. These are cheaper, I say. I point to the blue pack. They are the exact same blades. She looks at the blue pack. She looks at the pink pack. She looks at me. But these are for men, she says. The steel doesn't know your gender. I say, only the price tag does. She looks at the prices. She blinks. She has been buying the pink ones for years. I can see the realization hitting her. It's not just a dollar today. It's a dollar every month, for 20 years. She puts the pink ones back. She takes the blue ones. Thank you, she whispers. I feel a small spark of victory. It is tiny. It is 1 pack of razors. But it is a start. I continue my walk. I go to the dry cleaners next door when they open. I have 2 shirts. One is mine. One belongs to my brother. They are both white cotton. They are both the same size. The man behind the counter looks at them. $5 for this one, he says, pointing to the men's shirt. $7 for this one, he says, pointing to mine. Why? I ask. The machines are built for men's shirts, he says. He doesn't even look up. We have to hand press the women's. I look at the shirts. They are identical. There is no lace. There are no ruffles. It's the same shirt, I say. He shrugs. That's just the price. I take my shirts back. I don't leave them. I won't pay the tax today. I go to my office. I sit in front of my monitors. I pull up the 2026 Consumer Price Index. I filter for personal care products. The line graph is a jagged mountain range. The gap between the blue line and the pink line has widened since last year. Inflation hit everyone, but it hit women harder. Corporations call it market segmentation. I call it extortion. I start typing my report. I use the numbers I gathered this morning. I cite the 13% average. I cite the pharmacy markups. I think about the woman in the store. I think about her toddler. That extra dollar for razors is a gallon of milk. That extra $2 for ibuprofen is a bus pass. We are being nickel and dimed into poverty. I spend hours on the data. I cross-reference shipping logs and manufacturing costs. There is no difference in the cost of production. Pink dye does not cost more than blue dye. The only difference is the expectation that we will pay. I finish the draft. I hit send. It goes to the State Assembly. It goes to the Consumer Protection Bureau. It goes to the news outlets. I feel a sense of purpose. I am the one who sees the invisible tax. I am the one who counts the cents. That evening, I go back to the same store. I want to see if anything has changed. The woman I spoke to is gone. The shelves are restocked. I stand in the aisle again. I look at the pink razors. A store manager approaches me. He is wearing a red vest. He has a radio on his hip. "Can I help you find something?" he asks. His tone is polite, but his eyes are suspicious. "I'm just looking at the prices," I say. He looks at my clipboard. He looks at my camera. "You were here this morning," he says. "I was. We've had some complaints," he says. "You're bothering the customers." "I told a woman how to save money," I say. "If that's a bother, you have a problem." He sighs. He looks tired. "Look," he says, "I don't set the prices. Corporate does. They use an algorithm. The algorithm is biased," I say. He doesn't argue. He knows I'm right. But he has a job to do. "I need you to leave," he says. I nod. I have what I need. I walk out of the store. The sun is setting. The parking lot is full of women coming home from work. They are tired. They are rushing. They are walking into the store to buy soap and tampons and medicine. They are walking into a trap. I get into my car. My phone buzzes. It is an alert. My video from this morning is going viral. People are commenting. They are posting their own photos. "I never noticed this," one says. "I just checked my receipt," says another. "It's true." I feel a rush of adrenaline. Maybe this is it. Maybe this is the tipping point. The next day, I am invited on a local news program. I sit in a chair under hot lights. I have my blue and pink razors on the table in front of me. The anchor looks at them. She is a woman. She looks professional. She looks like she pays the pink tax every day. "Is it really that simple?" she asks. "It is," I say. "It is 13%. On average, a woman will spend over $1,300 more a year just for being a woman." She looks at the camera. She looks shocked. Even though she knows, seeing the numbers makes it real. We play the clip of the store manager asking me to leave. The response is massive. My inbox fills with stories. A nurse tells me she buys men's scrubs because the women's ones have smaller pockets and cost $10 more. A college student tells me she shares a Costco membership with her boyfriend just to buy his soap. A grandmother tells me she's been buying men's vitamins for 30 years. It is a movement. For 3 days, I am at the center of a storm. I think we are going to win. I think the 2026 data will be the evidence that finally breaks the system. On the fourth day, a major manufacturer releases a statement. "We are committed to price equality," the statement says. "We are launching a new line of gender-neutral products. I click the link to the new products. They are in plain white packaging. They are marketed as the Equality line. I look at the price. The gender-neutral razor is $12. It is more expensive than both the blue and the pink. They are using the movement to justify a price hike. They are calling it ethical sourcing and inclusive design. I feel a cold weight in my stomach. They didn't lower the pink price. They raised the base price for everyone. I go back to the store. I walk to the aisle. The Equality line is on the end cap. It has a big sign about social justice. A young woman is looking at it. She looks inspired. She reaches for the $12 razor. I want to stop her. I want to tell her she's being played. But I'm exhausted. My voice feels thin. I look at the blue razors. They are still $8.99. For now, I realize that the machine is smarter than I am. It absorbs dissent. It turns protest into a premium product. I write one last post. I list the new prices. I show the math. Hardly anyone shares it. The headline has already passed. The Equality line is the new trend. People want to feel good about their purchases. They don't want to do the math. I sit in my car in the parking lot. I watch the women walk in. I think about the 13%. I think about the thousands of dollars. I look at my hands. They are empty. I achieved a viral moment. I started a conversation. But the shelves are still cold. The lights are still humming. And the tax is still being collected. I start the engine. I drive away. I pass a billboard for the new Equality soap. It costs $9 a bar. I don't look at it. I just keep driving. I have a blue razor in my bathroom at home. It works fine. It's the only thing I've won. It feels like nothing. I reach my house and go inside. I sit in the dark. Tomorrow, I will go back to the data. I will find another angle. I will look for the next disparity. But tonight, I just feel the weight of the sense. One by one, dropping into a jar I can never reach.